Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of the prophet Isaiah. First lesson, crisis of identity. Thirsty, ominous love song. Love songs, oh, that's something very romantic, isn't it? And especially ladies like love songs. And here we find in Isaiah chapter 5, a love song of the Lord and his people. Now this poem we can find here is something like this. We read here that someone wanted a piece of land to become a vineyard. Now what did he do? It should become a fruitful hill. He fenced it. We read in Isaiah chapter 5 verse 2. He gathered out the stones thereof, and then he had a wall around. In Israel, it's very easy to find stones. They are all over the place. Wherever you go, there are stones everywhere. So when you want to get them out of your field, then you have a wall around your field in a jiffy. There are so many stones there. And then, when everything is fine and needy, he planted this piece of ground with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes. So that's the reason for all this kind of work. A hill full of stones, and you work and work and work. And then in the end, grapes. This will be the reward. We have such a beautiful plant here on this painting over there. It's made by an Austrian artist. In Austria, there's a part called Styria. He lives there in the southeast of Austria. And he is an artist, a Seventh-day Adventist, church member, close friend of mine. And I told him, oh, because of this story here, oh, that would be great if you could paint a piece of art about grapes, wine, all the leaves and fruit and, oh, yeah, and he did it. He is an artist. I'm sure not in 100 years I would be able to paint as he is able to paint. That's his ability, a gift from God. And what we can see, and this amazes me, whenever I look at grapes and at the vineyard and so on, in the Bible, we have a story. It is related by John, the evangelist, in chapter 2, that there was a wedding one day at Cana in Galilee, and Jesus came there, and the wine, grape juice, was at the end. It's a hot country. People drank a lot, and then no more left. And this is a shame for a wedding if there isn't enough to drink. At this wedding ceremony, when Jesus had ordered that these huge water jugs should be filled with water, and this was an enormous amount of water that they had to fill in here, And then, when they tasted it, it tasted like grape juice. And they were surprised because they had filled in water. So why so? And many people say, how can that be? That's impossible. Year by year, is there any grape juice in the soil? It's water there, isn't it? And it goes up into the grapes, and some chemistry is in there. It's like a power station of chemistry. And in there, water changes into juice, year by year. It's a miracle, isn't it? But we don't see it anymore because it happens every year. The difference to the wedding ceremony in Cana, when Jesus made water to grape juice, is only the amount of time. It was quicker than normally. But he does this miracle year by year.